The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, welcome back to Curry and Klepo. He's Dr. Josh Klepo. Was a UAB clinical psychologist. He does all kinds of coaching and he's the best. He's been
catch me on Fox Weather,
Men's Health Magazine, GQ, Africa, NBC Nightly News, Fox News. He's on WBRC like 17 times a week. Particularly when there's, have they called you about the turkey thing?
Well, that's what I mean. Yesterday, Fox Weather National, we did a thing on disaster mental health. Whew. Yeah, I got the time zones messed up.
There is a little bit more of an acknowledgement of our psychological feelings about devastation when it's a natural cause, right? Yeah. I mean, and obviously a 9/11 thing is going to be something that
you can afford. Yeah.
But when it's natural, it's you're a little bit more receptive to the devastation.
No, versus what? Like, you mean like a mass murder kind of thing?
Yeah. Because you know that can be thwarted, but I mean, when God speaks, it's kind of like...
Well, yeah, you know why. I mean...
You deal with it a little bit differently, don't you? Better, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's a God thing, right?
Yeah. No.
You know, it's funny.
It's when it's more... The greater the number of people... Here's how we connect psychologically to disaster. We have to find the thread that connects us.
Yeah.
So if it's, 1,000 people close to us, not close to us personally, but in our city, state, whatever, then there's a connection.
Yeah.
If it's tens of thousands of people, then there's a human connection, just humans. If you think about something like an earthquake, and I think this is really interesting, this doesn't apply to you, but like I think about earthquakes growing up, this for me is there is a weird connection. I know what it's like to be in a not that devastating, but I know what it's like. So there's always what makes the impact more is if there is some sort of connection. This is why when we see the parents looking for their children as parents, wherever you are, your heart goes out. Yeah. That's how it affects us.
I understand people wanting to build high rises near beautiful cities and beaches like Miami or San Francisco or whatever. I get that. These people obviously are living on fault lines because they have to. They're either born there, that's the way it is.
Right.
Economically, it's just what they've got to do. And that's another reason why there's not people living there. It's like because they're on fault
lines. By the way, this happened. They had a geological professor from Turkey. This event once every 800 years.
Yeah.
They predict, I mean, with this size, and it had been 800 years.
It's crazy. We just keep living in this it's never going to happen to me world, and I think that's good.
Yeah.
Because if you believe it's going to happen to you, you turn into a hypochondriac and you're freaking out every single day of your life, and there's a good chance it won't happen to you. It's like getting struck. Should I walk outside in a thunderstorm? I'm not going to hit by lightning, am I? If you have a reason to, I guess, whatever. The thing is it's funny because we don't learn our lesson. Yeah, I got friends of mine that have rebuilt down the beach four times. They're like, what point? And they'll say, I'm going to live my life, and as long as I have the financial fortitude to break through and my insurance is still covered and blah, 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 then I'm going to continue. But they spent like 3 or 4 weeks a year going out and boarding up their houses down at the beach because it's hurricane season.
Yep.
Thank goodness it's been pretty good the last couple of years.
Yep.
But then again, if you're that one person, the tornado hits, it's devastating.
Yep.
So anyway. All right. We've got Valentine's Day coming up next Tuesday. It's a big week. Super Bowl on Sunday, Monday, and then, of course, Tuesday is Valentine's Day. So we're going to get into it Fox 6 this morning at 9:35. What's it better for? Is it better for singles or married people on Valentine's Day? Now, having been single and married, I will say this. It's really nice. Right now, I'm more anxious, if I'm anxious at all, concerned about what I'm going to get my daughter for Valentine's Day. My sons are 15 and 18. They're done.
That's a whole other topic.
But my 10-year-old daughter...
That's a whole other topic. Do you get one? My kids are grown. Do I get my daughter something?
I probably would not be getting my daughter something. I would get her a flower or something like that to let her know I'm thinking about her.
What about your sons?
But I would have gotten something for my wife. But now that I don't have a wife, then it kind of trickles down to my daughter because I do want to do something special.
Your sons are not your Valentines?
They are my Valentines. I may get them a card or something, but whereas I used to get them candy and stuff like that, I don't. They're 15 and 18. They're a little beyond that. maybe my 15-year-old, just from a cognitive standpoint. My 18-year-old doesn't really care.
Yeah, he does. If everybody else, if the other two get something...
Yeah, that's the other thing, is it doesn't have to be a male on female or female on male. No. Valentine's. Everyone's your Valentine's, right?
That's right.
So I asked my daughter this morning in carpool, what's it better to be single or married on Valentine's Day? And I said, before you answer, who's got it better? Mm-hmm. Who's got it better? And she said, well, single, for sure. And I said, why is that? She goes, because I'm single. And I said, okay, well.
She thinks of herself as single.
I said, okay, well, outside just being single and knowing you're single because you don't know anything, you don't know about marriage yet, what would be the reason? And she says, because when you're single, you'll take care of yourself first before you take care of anyone else. And I was like,
Lila needs,
I said, dude,
get rid of all of this. It needs to be the Lila Jane show.
I said, what now? She goes, yeah. She goes, when you're single, you can take care of yourself for once instead of having to take care of somebody else. And we have to take care of ourselves first so we can love other people. If we're not healthy, then we can't. And I was like, dude.
Well.
I was like, that is so good. And I was like, I'm going to use that. And I'm going to say that on Fox 6 this morning.
That makes a lot of sense. But it is a hard... That is true.
Yeah.
That is a very hard psychological pivot for a lot of people who are single on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because Valentine's Day, I mean, you know, I'm going to be on there today, this afternoon, talking about self-love and all the things that you can do. All the things that you can do if you're not with somebody.
I loved myself yesterday.
Yeah, I believe that, mm-hmm. But it's hard. It is hard during Valentine's Day when everything is about you and somebody else,
yeah,
to sort of turn it inward. I'm not saying it's not healthy, and I'm not saying it's not important to be able to say, okay, on this holiday, I am not with somebody. I'm not going to create some weird, like, have just a date for the sake of it. Yeah. So I am going to love myself.
Yes.
I'm going to do things to care for myself. I'm going to do things to treat myself special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. This idea of, well, it's a whole other thing, but like the solo date,
yeah,
really important. That being said, there are all these reminders, much like other holidays, that it's about everybody else who has somebody.
Yeah.
So like it's hard,
yeah,
it's important,
but
it's hard.
The K's commercials are really hard to watch.
That's exactly. But if you can shift and you can say, this is but one day, this is, I may or may not want to be with somebody, I may or may not find somebody, but on this day of love, I'm going to turn it inward because I don't want to just go out on some date,
yeah,
and have a miserable time.
We'll talk more about that on Fox 6 in about an hour, 35 minutes. So, I think for the most part, let's say you're in a marriage, say you're about 7, 8, 9 years into it, the honeymoon's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
And you have to ask yourself, why is Valentine's Day important to you? And I think most guys are like, oh, I'm not broad brushing, but most guys are like, oh gosh, Valentine's Day, another day I have to show my wife how much I love her. I do that every day. Oh, why should this day be more special? It should be more special. I think a lot of guys feel like they need to make Valentine's Day more special than any other day because it's Valentine's Day. And by doing that, shows the wife that you really don't get Valentine's Day. And because you're like, well, yeah, it's Valentine's Day, so I've got to do something special. And you kind of talk yourself into creating this special day that really is just any other day, whereas you should be getting her flowers for no apparent reason, or a box of chocolates, or sending her a card on a Tuesday in March,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to having to do something on Valentine's Day, because I think a lot of guys are trying to play makeup.
That's, yeah.
They're trying to catch up. They're like, you know what, I've been kind of a creep, but I haven't been a really good guy.
Right, so and
today I'm going to shower her with all kinds of things, and she sees right through that creep.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying in our other segment, that is very true, and it does happen. It is in some ways, it's a great reminder, right? Yeah. It is a reminder, like, look.
And I think it's a really important day. I think it's an important day to bring to light, to put it and shine it on, and go, are you doing these things? Now, do them the other 364.
Well, or own up. This is why I'm saying the handwritten note is really important.
Mm-hmm.
It is whoever you're with.
Yep.
The handwritten note is important, particularly if you've been together for a long time. I don't mean if you're just dating.
You should start a website called thehandwrittennote.com.
Well, that's really good. Someone probably likes,
because
it,
that is a lost art and no one does it.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's nothing better than getting
I told you
something.
When I got Ivan Maisel sent me the thing.
Now, if I open an envelope
Yeah, but you know.
And I open it up, and it's not a card, but it's a letter. I freak the hell out. Do you not?
No, can I tell you this? Do you know that I don't know. It's one of the. I think it's Hallmark, but I don't know. You can pay extra.
To have someone write you a note.
To have whatever you're going to say. Handwritten. Wait, you don't have to do anything. You can you type it in. You can pay extra. Someone will write it by hand. Not your handwriting, but handwriting. Put it in the card and mail it to
the wife's gonna, she's going to know it's not your handwriting, so it's the same as a Hallmark card.
Well, no.
Yeah, but if it's my words, that doesn't matter. I mean, write the damn thing yourself.
But here's the thing. Here's my tip on a Valentine's Day. You know, all the presents and the flowers and the chocolates and the candles. And by the way, you know, I don't care what you say. Everybody loves it. Don't do the, I'm a guy, I don't deserve. We all love it. The gifts are important. The problem is, if you don't bring those gifts with something that is truly personal, because there's not a single gift that you can give, from the diamond ring to the car to the special talk, there's nothing there that is not personalized. Everybody gets to do that. So you have to follow it with something personal.
Yeah.
And the personal needs to be a sharing of your feelings. You can say it, you can write it, but if you're gonna go there, don't do the, you know, how much you mean to me. So like, it's got to get deep, and deep means maybe owning up to some of your malbehaviors, maybe owning up to some of the things that you haven't done, reminding them of why they are so important. Like, if you're gonna go there, you have to go there fully. Otherwise, it gets you, I think, into more trouble than not doing it at all.
Here's the other thing we go through on Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, I'll even throw Christmas in there. When it's much more special to her or him than it is to you. They want to do something special. What are we doing for Valentine's Day? And you're like, maybe I'm just not into Valentine's Day. Or maybe I'm the one, hey, it's Valentine's Day, we're doing something special. And she's like, it's Valentine's Day, we got three kids, I don't want to do anything. But you're like, we need to do something. It's our day. And you kind of feel like you're being dissed. It's like, I know I love you, and you know that, and I know that life is tough, and we're super busy, and we have work and all those things. But we need to do something special this day, and your mate's like, I'd rather just stay home. And I don't want to really do. Can we just watch it?
Now, there's a difference,
you
though.
You need to show support of the person who wants to do something
but
special.
But within reason.
Of course.
Because sometimes then they're making, if it's special to them, yes, you need to show support, but if it's special to you, so it's special to me, I want to do something grand. If we're in a life situation that doing something grand is great to me, but it's really kind of pummeling my mate, we got kids, and we're there, like, you got to think about, even though it's special to you, you do have to think in the context of your relationship.
Yeah.
That's so important. This is that classic, well, it's so meaningful to me. That's great that it's meaningful to you. It's not as meaningful to your partner, right? And so if you're the partner, it's okay to express, look, I'm really tired.
Yeah.
Let's do something that works for both of us.
As long as it's working for both of you. As long as you're both on the same page. I think I can remember one Valentine's night when I was married and I went out. And we went to dinner, and it was kind of uncomfortable because we had kids, and we're just talking about our children. We kind of looked at each other, and how you doing? You doing okay? Blah, 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 blah. And we ate dinner, and we were expecting to be intimate, and we both just said, we're tired. Now, I wasn't really tired. I was kind of like, really?
You were just disappointed tired.
I was disappointed tired. And I was like, really? And I kind of wanted to go. I didn't want to go dance or anything. We were going to go dinner, go home.
Right.
You know, we told the babysitter to be home by 11. It was 9. You know, we walked in the door, and she's like, wow. You know, and so, I was like, I'm just really tired. Let's go to bed. So I supported her. I was like, you know what? That's
part about being in a relationship. Yeah.
But if you're not intimate regularly, and then you're expecting it on Valentine's Day or an anniversary, good luck. And don't be the first one to initiate. Because if it hadn't happened in 6 months or 3 months, or a month, and you used to have it once a week, and all of a sudden it's Valentine's Day and you're expecting it, it just gets super weird. No matter how much you love it.
I mean, there's no reason to...
That's the one thing I don't like about special days, is because there's this expectation that we must do this.
Don't do it.
You know?
Plus, particularly with intimacy,
yeah,
there's gradations of it. So, you know, I was say you should talk about it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk about it here. Just be intimate at incremental levels. Hold their hand. Give mm-hmm. them a hug. Like, look for the reciprocation. And if the reciprocation, if it's elevating, mm-hmm. then it's elevating for both of you. If it's not elevating, then stop where it's not elevating. Hold a hand, a hug, a kiss. But guys are the worst at this. Do not act like a 4-year-old who didn't get your piece of candy and start pouting. Right? You don't have to say anything.
That's fine. I'm going to watch a ball.
That's exactly.
Yeah, that's not
good. We're going to be on
that's
6.
That's not going to make her.
I'm going to say that on Fox 6. Come on, guys.
That's good.
Suck it up. Well, don't suck it up.
All right. Finally, real quick. We didn't get to the Madonna thing. I don't know if we're going to have time.
No, she... she didn't look any different. She looked different. But she wasn't any worse than...
Listen, if someone wants to shoot their face in with Botox and they know they don't look, Randy Travis did it. Kenny Rogers did it. Jerry Jones did it. I think my guys, I know, I own it.
Kenny Loggins
did it. They just don't. But if they're happy, just give them support and be happy.
Tim Legler.
Legler.
He's had tons of.
You can definitely tell. You can definitely tell they look different. If they're happy with it.
Yeah. I think people are upset about Madonna just because Madonna looks weird.
She looks plump. I mean,
she doesn't look plump.
But her head's a lot bigger than it used to be, and she looks like, because she got really thin. Remember how thin she used to get? Now she's looking.
I think we're disappointed. Here's what I think we're disappointed in. Here's what I'm disappointed in, because I grew up in the Madonna age.
Yeah.
Madonna was just who she was.
Yeah.
I mean, all over the place. And now she looks, and she's still who she wants to be.
Yeah.
But the look looks like she's trying too hard.
Uh-huh.
And Madonna was never like that.
Yeah, with the looks and disrobing and the goth look.
She's not the
holiday girl. She's not the
no,
girl.
But and she yeah.
And we're trying to remember Madonna, but she's still one of the highest grossing. She still puts on.
Do you remember the video Borderline with the midriff?
Oh, it's one of my favorite Madonna songs. I love
mine
that.
Too.
I love that.
Jules
song.
Hates that song.
Love that song.
That is one of my. You know why? Because that's the same age that we were all in. I was also at the same time in love with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think I may have been in a garage somewhere when that happened.
Okay.
That's
what
I was one of my favorite songs.
We'll talk about that.
All right, we'll be on Fox 6 here about 15 minutes outside some torrential rain or an earthquake or something around here.
Please.
We won't get rampant. Check out Curry and Claypo. We'll have our podcast up on the Tony Curry Radio podcast. Go to wherever you get your podcast, Tony Curry Radio. It's KURRE, Tony Curry Radio podcast. We have over 1,000 shows, everything from Dark Side of the Pooch, Mission Minded, Live Wire Wednesday, Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, The Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, Need to Know, Wanna Bet. We're going to be starting a brand new show called Kiefer and Curry. It's a sports show starting next week. We have Wide Awake Wake, a show we've been working on for like 17 years, it feels like. We're going to start that up soon. Great podcast. Check it out. Of course, so download the TKR app on Apple, Tony Curry Radio on Android, and you can hear classic rock and roll 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The one thing I love about my radio station is everything's up-tempo. So if you want to get after it, you want to go cut grass, you want to go shopping, you want to get in a good mood, everything's a toe tapper, everything we play is up tempo. I don't do Dream On, I don't do Stairway to Heaven, I don't do Freebird, I don't do those songs. I do great classic rock songs that put you in a good mood, so check out the TKR app, but I promise you I love it. We got like 85 star reviews. Every time someone gives us a review, it's 5 stars, it's great. Thanks for watching again this morning. He's Dr. Josh Claypo, I'm Tony Curry. We'll be back on Fox 6 in about 10 or 15 minutes right here on the Tony Curry Radio Network. Have a great day.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.